Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Millies. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bobo Newsom. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal strikes out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Haas moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Travis moves to second. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge takes first base on ball four. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up beyond short. Kress can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Travis. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Grubb moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Grubb scores. Radcliffe moves to third. Rosenthal moves to second. It's 1-0. White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe scores. Rosenthal moves to third. Haas moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Haas scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0 for 1 in the game. Peete hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. Stone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stone. Dykes moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Millies fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 1 in the game. Quell hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a fly ball into right field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bludge hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 0-for-1 in the game. Millies hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rosenthal who is chasing the ball. Lewis reaches third base with a triple. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up off the glove of Pete, and into shallow right field. QL reaches second base with a double. Lewis scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-2 in the game. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL moves to third. Stone moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Kennedy moves to third. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Rosenthal moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Travis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 0-2 in the game. Millies hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Millies moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Millies scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-3 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. Pete moves to second. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete moves to third. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluch fields it and throws to second for the out. Pete scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Millies and he is safe. Radcliffe steals second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Rosenthal takes first base on ball four. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress takes first base on ball four. Stone moves to third. Travis moves to second. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bluge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Bluge reaches second base with a double. Stone scores. Travis scores. Kress moves to third. It's 6-5, White Sox. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Millies hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kress scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 6, White Sox, 6. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonura scores. Appling moves to third. Pete moves to second. It's 7-6, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. Pete moves to third. One out. It's 8-6, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete scores. It's 9-6, White Sox. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stone hits a fly ball towards left. Radcliffe settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Radcliffe. Lewis moves to third. Stone moves to second. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lewis scores. Stone moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-7, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Travis. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Travis steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Ray Phelps now pitching. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bludge hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stone scores. Travis scores. Kress moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's Senators, 9, White Sox, 9. Wally Millies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Millies is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Millies hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Weaver now pitching. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. with 3 walks. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas bunts towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosenthal moves to second. 1 out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 9. The Senators will come to bat. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Phelps covering, for the out. 1 out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 10-9, Senators. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Grube and he is safe. QL steals second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-9, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 12, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grube hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.